Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 18:2. A fool hath no delight in understanding, but that his heart may discover itself. This proverb is about a bona fide, full-fledged, Bible-defined fool that says in his heart that he has no room for God. He says, "No God for me. Don't complicate my life with true understanding. I desire to live in a world of my own making." Any understanding or knowledge which he may seek is for the purpose of uplifting himself in position or power in a world of his own making. It is motivated by a desire to elevate himself instead of the Lord Jesus Christ. Having only interest in the preeminence of himself, he has no interest in the preeminence of our Savior. True understanding, the understanding of the holy, complicates his life and will cause the building blocks of his fulfilled life to fall. In the book of Acts, when Simon saw that through laying on of the apostles' hands, the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money, saying, "Give me also this power, that on whomsoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost." But Peter said to him, "Thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money." Acts 8:18-20. Simon was not interested in understanding about that which is holy, but was interested only in that which promoted his financial well-being. He discovered that from his heart. King Agrippa said to Paul, "Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian." Acts 26:28. Almost is a key word for a fool. His heart allows him to come to the gate called almost. But at that point he must stop. Why? For the lack of a delight in understanding. Delighting not in understanding, the fool is like the Pharisee who stood and prayed thus with himself, "God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in a week. I give tithes of all that I possess. I like to discover my own heart, and I like others to discover it also. It is such a beautiful heart of my own making. Take a look." But when you do, you will see the same heart that Jesus Christ calls whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Matthew 23:27. But God, by his word, gives his people discernment. We are told that a mark of a fool is his delight in his heart discovering itself. A fool, an explorer of his own heart, puts Christopher Columbus and Ferdinand Magellan to shame. The astronauts are neophytes at discovery compared to the fool. Devoting his heart to exploring and discovering his own heart, he finds all he wants to know. Discover means to denude, to reveal, to advertise, to uncover. It does not necessarily mean the heart is discovered to another. It simply means the heart is discovered to itself. It may be revealed to another by the practices of the fool, but it also may be concealed to others and only revealed to the fool. The fool hath no delight in true understanding because the only place he goes for understanding is his heart. All his systems of belief and understanding are built upon the foundation of a heart that God has pronounced deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Jeremiah 17:9. He goes to the same heart where communism, Nazism, evolution, abortion, humanism, and self-righteousness were hatched. He goes to the same heart that brought about the Holocaust, and the heart that burned men and women at the stake because of their love for the Lord Jesus Christ. But this is his resource. The fool chooses to have no other resource than his heart. That is where all discovery takes place, and he loves to dwell there. Don't bother me with your understanding, he says. I look to my heart, and there I find no God for me. My heart feeds me with plenty of understanding. I explore its hidden rooms and caverns for a lifetime, never knowing all my heart because its depths are past finding out. My heart fills me with every imagination of thought. Call them profane and vain babblings, opposition of science falsely so called, but they come from my heart. I discover within the bowels of my heart the way of Cain. I can run greedily after the error of Balaam for rewards and the gainsaying of Korah. My heart reveals a section on murmuring, complaining, and walking after lusts. It teaches me to speak great swelling words. Within its depths is the ability to have men's persons in admiration because of advantage. My heart has a complete library of books in alphabetical order of adulteries, blasphemy, covetousness, deceit, the ability called the evil eye, evil thoughts, foolishness, fornications, lasciviousness, murders, pride, thefts, and wickedness. There is no end to the volumes of the library of my heart. This shows that there is no hope for a fool, for he rejects understanding only God can provide through a new heart. The old heart is declared dead by God. There is nothing worth discovering there, but that is where the fool lives. His haunt is the sepulcher used only to bury the dead, and anything he discovers from it will result in dead men's bones. David had the right understanding when he said in Psalm 51:10, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." He knew that understanding is only given to a clean heart implanted by God.
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.